Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's one of my favorite, Gator, that we get back on this story.
Yeah.
Doug, you play guitar, you collect guitars, and you're not a fan of Rage Against the Machine and Tom Morello? Are you effing kidding me? He's one of the best guitarists in the last 30 years.
Well, you do not play guitar.
I do not
collect guitars.
No, I don't.
I play poorly and I collect guitars.
Yes.
And no, I'm not a fan of Tom Morello. I can respect he's a good guitar player. I don't like his style particular, and no.
Doug does not collect guitars or play guitar. Gator is the one that collects guitars and play guitars.
Look, music is subjective. Everybody likes what they like. I'm not a fan of Rage Against the Machine. I'm not a fan of Tom Morello's style of play. That's all.
Here's one that I actually saw this on Twitter. What machine did Scott think they were raging against? The dishwasher?
Right. And if that's the case, you just call yourself Rage Against the Dishwasher. I mean, don't be so aloof about it. Just call it out.
Yeah, don't imply.
Maybe that's what Rage Against the Machine needs to do, is change their name so there's no ambiguity about what they're about. This is a misstep by Tom Morello and his bandmates.
Rage Against the Dishwasher. I was way too old when I realized that the word alphabet is taken from alpha and beta.
I didn't know that.
I did, but I mean,
it makes sense.
I've heard it before. I don't know. I actually don't know that it's true, but I remember that being said. I never realized Emilio Estevez was Martin Sheen's son until a couple of days ago. LOL.
Yeah. And Charlie Sheen's brother.
I had to tell a friend about 20 years ago that Idol was not a university or a team. It would be Michigan would have a bye week, and it would say Michigan versus Idol. And he would ask me, who is Idol? Where are they from? It's from Whitmer.
It's like bye.
Jason in Waterford, I honestly thought until about 5 years ago that when you were dating someone, you were going study. STUDY. I got into a heated argument with my best friend and mom about it until I realized it was going steady. I'm 35 years old. That's from Jason.
When you realize that you're wrong about something, do you go, okay.
Okay.
I got it. I'm wrong. Let's never speak of this again.
I think I do the never speak of this again thing, yes. I had a boss that would always say the point was mute. One day I had to tell him that it was not mute, it was moot. He still didn't get it. It's from Mike and Clausen.
Yeah, there are words like that people don't get. Like fringe benefits or French benefits. That one right. Commercial was just fantastic. It has like three of them in there. We don't get French benefits.
248-539-9797. Same phone number for calls and texts.
Vince is on a cell phone. Vince, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
What's up, Gator? Doug,
like hey,
cocaine, long-time listener. This is my first time ever calling up. So,
all right,
thank you.
I just wanted to, talk to you about my story of what you'd say that I didn't realize until a certain moment of clarity.
Yeah.
But first, before I get into that, I just wanted to talk about how much of an idiot this guy is, because anybody that listens to Rage Against the Machine knows that Zach De La Rocha, the singer, is a huge activist, and they actually got banned from playing in a city from a concert because there was police brutality going on at the concert. I think it was Chicago. if I'm not mistaken, but you can look that up.
Okay.
So anybody that listens to them should know that it's all about police brutality, and not just police brutality, but the system as a whole.
Well, it's crazy.
If you're singing along with the lyrics, how do you not figure it out?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just don't get it. Like, this guy obviously doesn't know what he's talking about, but I know you guys are on a time crunch, so I'm just going to talk about my real quick story real quick. So, like I told Kang, back in the day in my high school days, I used to, you know, smoke a little bit of the tree, and I used to drive a Saturn. And little did I know, one day I'm probably listening to Rage Against the Machine in my Saturn, smoking, and I look at the steering wheel of the car, and most people look at the Saturn logo and they think it's just an X. Like, if you look at it right now, it just looks like an X. But then, as I'm kind of stoned out of my mind, I realize that the logo is actually the planet Saturn. And I'm like, that is so weird, because if you look at it, before that moment, I just always saw an X every time I looked at the Saturn logo.
You know, the funny thing is now is that I will never look at the logo and not see the X. Honestly, I just pulled it up and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the planet. How do you not? I mean, he said he's an X. Oh.
Yeah,
now I see where there's an X.
Like, it's a leaning, like a. It looks like an X that's sliding into second base.
Right. Well, because exactly. Because the planet is on its axis, and the ring around it is tilted.
Yeah, I just never noticed that until one day I was high in my car driving a Saturn. But
that's
I'll
great.
Let you guys go. I love your show, and I'll talk to you later, guys.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
And please don't drive high ever again.
You could listen to Rage Against the Machine if you want.
That's
to,
fine, but yeah, just don't smoke the tree while you're
exactly
operating a vehicle.
I don't know if I told you this before, Doug. I'm pretty sure I told Gator, but in like 2012 or 13, my buddy came to me, and he stays off social media, has no Facebook, has no Twitter, any of that stuff. And he goes, dude, I think I just saw the most beautiful girl in the world. And I'm like, whoa, all right, that's quite a statement.
That is a statement.
He goes, here, type her name in, tell me what you think. And he goes, all right, you ready? I'm like, I'm ready. I Google up. Let's go. Kate Upton. And I go, dude, are you serious? He just said, like, back-to-back covers on Swimsuit Issue for right. SI. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? He had no idea. He thought he just discovered this beautiful blonde that he thought, like, no one, hey, guess what, man? Keep this on the DL, but she's going to blow up. Trust me.
Like, we always jokingly around the show say, if you spot a hot chick first, You laid the claim, right?
Right, yeah.
You get the first shot of getting rejected.
Exactly. Yeah. You're way ahead of the curve. This guy did this about 3 years after the curve started. He's like, hey, listen, she's mine, all right? So
keep
nobody's
quiet.
Got this. Kate Upton. I got claim, right?
Hilarious.
Like, no, man.
Hilarious.
Rob's on a cell phone. Rob, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, I'm chipping in on the foolish commentary that I did one myself 2 years back. I worked for a minor league hockey team, and all like the heads of departments would chip in with what was going on at the game. And one of the newer girls chipped in and said, "What's going on in the game?" And she had this big smirch, like dirt streak across her face. And we went back to our departments. I was in the control room, and I went off. I was like, "I can't believe no one said she had stuff all over her face." She talked in front of like 50 people. Turns out it was Ash Wednesday, and I had no idea that was the thing.
You know what's weird about, well, maybe it's weird on me, and then I'm sheltered I may be, but I never even noticed that until like 4 years ago. I was watching a news broadcast and somebody had, I'm like, what? Oh, Ash Wednesday. Right. No, I get that. But I had never seen anybody actually.
Until 4 years ago?
Yeah. Honest to God. I'd never seen that.
Wow.
Yeah, I got pretty heated and everyone looked at me like I was pretty silly.
I just don't see people in public that do it.
I don't know how you'd make it that deep into life and not notice it.
I mean...
It was like 6 years ago.
Typically, yeah. Thanks for the call, Rob. I mean, where am I going to see it? Typically, people don't do that and go to work. I haven't seen anybody at work do it. Have you?
I presume I have.
I think Lori, I think, used to.
Yeah.
And that may have been one of the first times that I saw it.
Yeah, I think you're right about Lori.
But beyond that, I don't, you know, out and about, don't see it.
I had to tell my buddy that this emoji is actually two high fives, not praying, LOL. correct me if I'm...
I thought
I read somewhere that the intention was those two hands to be praying, but they have morphed into being high five.
Right, which is can be funny and sad at the same time.
Yes.
Depending on how it's used. I feel like they need to come up with
Those are opposite things sometimes.
Like two different sleeves on there, so it shows that they're high five because it's two different people doing it. Or maybe one's, you know, dark skin, one's light skin to do that. Or one that's just so obvious that it's prayer.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, hey, I'm sorry about your loss, high five. You know what I mean? Right, like, that's exactly. Awful. Like, yeah, I heard about your dog, you know. What you mean is prayers, but...
Thoughts and prayers to you and your family. My sincere five. Condolences.
Up top. No?
No?
All right.
No good?
No?
My man.
But that happens, right?
I heard about the divorce. Up top. I mean, prayers, man.
Hey, sorry you lost your job. How about it?
So great.
Up high.
How about this COVID?
Oh. Well, it's like the poop emoji. Isn't the poop emoji really...
It's like chocolate ice cream.
It's supposed to be chocolate ice cream, right?
I don't think anybody ever puts that up as chocolate ice cream.
You want to go get some of this later? It's really hot out.
Hey, if you're not busy later, you want to sneak out tonight.
You want to eat some of this? Right. High five.
Hey, congratulations on your graduation. Let's go eat some of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.